Good afternoon, James. Welcome back to the program.
Always good to be back on.
Oh, where are we at? What's going on in the world of basketball?
Well, I was hoping you were going to help me with that one because I'm probably as confused as everyone. But we have had a little bit of insight from Big B over the last 48 hours where they're basically wiping off the rest of the regular season and going straight into finals from the 11th of September.
Yep.
If permitted. Obviously, we've still got, you know, there's lots of things happening in the meantime. So they're going to do a top four, one versus four, two versus three on a Saturday in Melbourne.
Okay.
And basically the two winners go to the grand final the next day. The next day, so she's going to. Which, you know, if we're lucky enough to get to that point, we one of those teams that are used to backing up on a Sunday after a Saturday game. So we just got to get through the first part first.
Your double header form on the road this season with the ladies' heat's been that's almost fallen the right way. The cards, if it happens, that's fallen the right way for the ladies' heat team and you.
Yeah, sir, we'll certainly have an advantage on whoever we play because you know we are one of the few teams that consistently play doubleheaders on weekends where the majority don't. So, but like I said, we've still got to get over that first game before we worry about the next one.
Well, I've noticed in some of your doubleheaders this season, you've actually backed up on the second game quite well. So,
yeah, we have. Look, we, you know, the game, first game we played Pakenham were undefeated. We played them on a Sunday game and we only had six players for that game. And they were undefeated and we ended up beating them by 16 points, I think it was. So, yeah, I don't think we've lost a Sunday game yet in our double headers. So, I don't know what it is about these girls. Maybe they need a full day to warm up. just go on instincts on the Sunday games because they're so tired.
James, I don't know how to. It's pretty hard, isn't it? Like, it's stop start. It is what it is. Now, the 11th of September, if it happens, isn't that far away. You're able to train everything at the moment, but it's match practice. They haven't been on the court since when?
Yeah, we've played one. We basically would have played one game in 9 weeks, and that was against Pakenham, funnily enough.
It was,
so
too.
We've got to come up with. Yeah, it's just been one of those seasons. And, you know, we've still got another barrier to go through, too, where, not that I'm important, but myself, but with two of our players, Sydney Locke and Alana Morello, both live in New South Wales, along with myself and Jamie Simmons, who's my assistant coach. So, you know, if the game were to go ahead this weekend or something like that, we wouldn't be able to play anyway. So,
no.
Because we, you know, with the New South Wales lockdown laws, we can't leave our home for sport.
It's got to get better. Surely as we come in towards Christmas and those, you know, the vaccination rate gets to where it's got to. Surely it's got to.
Yeah, you would hope so. Look, I've written off the year basically. I'm just the next thing I'm thinking about is Christmas. Hopefully a bit of normality by then.
But 2021 was going to be different, James, remember?
Yeah, they said that. I think you may have promised me that in one of our interviews last year.
Oh, gee.
We've got a bit to answer for.
it's been worse. Now,
it has.
Pakenham, correct me if I'm wrong, the ladies' heat have beaten them twice this year.
Yes, we have.
First game of the year?
No, it was a little bit in. I think it was our fourth game or something like that it was. And it was our first road trip. So we beat them on the road trip. And then we played them, it was the last game we played, whenever that was. Can't even remember when our last game was. That's how stop-start the season's been. And we beat them at home. So, yeah, like we seem to match up well against them for some reason.
You do. Now, the other news is the three veterans in the men's heat, Kelvin Henry, Dave Meyer and Brent Simons, they've obviously all announced their retirement and there's probably not going to be a chance for a farewell game, is there?
No, there's not. They're out, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's a terrible way for them to finish up. You know, hopefully if we get a season in next year or whatever, obviously we'd love to do something for them, but certainly not the way they would have wanted to finish up and, you know, and not fair for all of us. You know, me personally, coaching those guys for so long, I would have loved to have watched their last game as well. But, really sad way for them to finish up.
Yeah, that's not good, James. They were the three of them the last time I was down there, and they're still in great form. They would have went out, they would have had a farewell game and still in great basketball form and in a fitting farewell for guys. It's something like, 700 games between them?
Yeah. Yeah, look, and at the end of the day, they're still in the best five players for the team. So, you know, it's like the old Boomer Harvey thing. You know, I thought he was in their top five players too when he retired, not retired, but got thrown out. But, you know, a lot of people like that. You know, they're they're not taking up space and taking someone else's time. They've earned their time, and you know their minutes are getting now. They've all earned that and all deserve it. So, yeah, it's they're leaving in good form still.
I suppose farewell game or not, they're going to leave a legacy to Serasia basketball and all the rest of it anyway. But it's a bit of a well, I don't know. It makes me angry in one way, James. But
yeah.
The thing the next point is it's obviously going to be a fairly big. Well, a new look men's heat team next year.
Well, it is, and you know I can probably speak for my son who's been playing with David and
yep.
and Brent and Calvin for so long that you know I'll be honest they've ridden off their coattails like probably Jay and Dallas and Alex. Those guys have been riding off, you know, had that security, I suppose, probably the best way to put it.
Yep.
Of you know having Dave and Brent and Calvin there all the time, so yeah, they're going to have to you know grow up really quickly on the basketball court.
Now, next season, you'll still be the coach of the Ladies Heat.
I don't know yet. I'll wait and see. I've been 21 years, and it can be a bit selfish as well. You know what I mean? There's a lot of other good coaches out there that are probably fanging for the chance. So I'll have to, you know, this is, and like I said, this is not the way you want to finish off coaching either. The way the season's gone, I still love it. I still think I've got a bit to give, but I've got to, you know. Be a little bit unselfish, and you know, if someone else wants to put their hand up, I'll certainly look at that for them. But if I had the chance, I'd coach for another 10 years. But like I said, at some stage, you've got to pull the pin on it.
At some stage, you probably do, James. But don't do an Alistair Clarkson and move on before your time. This is no way to finish a career as long as yours, neither. It's just no way to do it in my books. You're dead right with what you said.
It doesn't sit comfortably with me at the moment. I would like a normal season. And, you know, an end result would be lovely. I don't think it's too much to ask. At the start of the season, I thought, you know, might be my last. But the season has just been horrific. So, I'm not going to make any decisions yet, but I'll certainly have a look at it at the end of the season and see where I'm at.
And having said that, the Ladies Heat squad, you'd expect to be pretty similar next year.
Well, I'm not sure about that, you see. We've got, newly married, we've got one having a baby now. We've got you know people like Bronte Clark, who I still call her Clark. I'm not going to call her Pezzanita yet. looking at families and making starting a family and things like that. So, you know, Vanessa Power, you know, she's going to her foot's probably going to be right, but whether she wants to play again, there might be a. I don't know what's going to happen again. And I'd same, I guess, with the Dave Meyer, Brent Simons. I'd love to finish off if I am going to with this group that I've got.
Yeah. Even though it's been a ridiculously stupid, you know, stop-start, lockdown, out-of-lockdown season, both teams have showed some great form, and especially the Ladies Heat this year have been absolutely dogged and determined. Oh,
mate, the girls have been amazing this year. I've never been through a season like this. You know, you look at the you know, probably some of the ones we're missing would be starting fives on any team in the league. So we're missing some real super players, and the girls have just stepped up. Tracy Sherlock, Bronte Clark as well. They've been amazing. And we're relying on Demelza Henry at, you know, I'm not going to say her age, but, you know, she's not a spring chicken anymore. And she's just done such a wonderful job from a cultural point of view as well for the team.
Yeah.
Which makes a huge difference. Yeah. And, yeah, they have just excelled. They've overachieved like you would not believe.
You made a comment about Alana Morello the last time you were on the program and about she would have to be one of the best players her age in the state. And the form she's been in, James, that is hard to argue against.
She was probably sitting close to All-Star 5 in Division 1 women. She'd have to be very, very close. She's in the top five scorers. She's second or third in assists. She's just ticking all the boxes. And the kid couldn't make the state team for her age group, which blows me away. I would question their selections.
I had Jasmine Simmons on the program a few months ago, and yeah, I get busy in this job and in life, and I actually hadn't researched her properly, and I didn't realise the level of basketball that young lady had been to.
Yeah, and unfortunately we lost her. She got poached halfway through the season, which was a bit sad. But, she played a massive level. So, you know, quality play. Another one we're missing, and, you know, these girls are still doing what they're doing. You know, she's a superstar. But, like I said, they get disappointed because, you know, she went somewhere else. But, Their attitude and the way they bounce back has just been second to none.
James, let's hope that we crawl towards the 11th of September and things do turn in the right direction. I'd love to be able to talk to you as a premiership coach.
Oh, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you at the end of the season with a closure on it.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely do that, James. But we'll definitely do that. But I honestly think that, I'll tell you what, if it happens on the 11th of September, the ladies' heat and the way you've gone about it this year, you stand a really good chance of making the big dance, I think.
They've been surprising everyone all year, and I don't think they'll stop.
Exactly right, James. Let's hope that they don't. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. And we will definitely speak again at the end of the season.
Good on you. Thanks so much, and thanks for all your support you guys give us as well. Much appreciated.
No, if you've never been down to the Hothouse on a Saturday evening and watched the ladies and men's heat play basketball, it's not a late night. It's a great atmosphere. Get down there and have a look at it.
It's a great night. It is a good night out.
It is, James. You take care. We'll speak soon.
Thanks so much.